Lessons from the late Parshas Vayechis. We end Sefer Bereishis together, Ba'aleinu L'Toyva. I want to dedicate, unfortunately, I wish I did not have to dedicate so many dedications. I want to dedicate the Shir for Refuah Shleima, for all the Cholim of Yisrael, specifically those Al Yidei HaMachablim, Yimach Shemam V'Zichroim, specifically over the last week. Where we had, unfortunately, a series of attacks. Ribbono Shel Olam should give us this week. Should be a much, much happier week where we shouldn't have to deal with really besoiris ra. So first and foremost, to the Ishran family, to Shira Yael ben Liora Sara, Amichai Yeshaya ben Fega. As we know, it also should be a Melitz Yosher and Lezecha Nishmas, the wonderful little child, I apologize, who on Thursday I mispronounced. I got it right on the first time, and then I don't know why I corrected myself. Amiad Yisrael, who was buried in a very, very emotionally charged ceremony. Amiad Yisrael, Hashem Yikom Damoy, from the Ishran family, and how inspirational that was. And also, while we're on the topic, I probably will mention it, very, very inspirational as well. There were two boys, Rahman al-Islam, who were murdered from Nachal Haredi. So guys, if you don't know what that means, so Nachal Haredi is a lot of our boys go there. One such, and most of the guys that are here, that are in Lev L'Chayal, actually know these boys that were murdered. From Mishpachat Yosef, Mishpachat Kohn, these wonderful, wonderful boys. You might have by now, and if you haven't, so go search for it. It's all over Facebook. The stepfather who had the most unbelievable interview, Rav Eliyahu Meirav, the father of Yashikom, Hashem Yikom Damo, who spoke about Achdus, who spoke about why do we need to have Sinas Chinam? Why is Achdus only when people die? It was so, so beautiful. He fought in the Yom Kippur War. He is a Baal Tshuva from Kibbutz Hatzair, one of the most rabidly anti-religious kibbutzim, and he became religious. And he said, Anachnu Gea, we were so happy to have our child serve in the army, the service that everybody should do. And he has long payas and a white beard. It was really a beautiful thing. Just so I don't forget, also, there is a boy, an Anglo boy, I believe American, from Renana, who also was injured in very serious condition as well. The Rabbanu Shalom Shetem Refuah Shleimu Netanel.
Elon Ben
Shen and Sipora, the Rabbanu Shalom. I think all these families, Rabbi say, it really hits home when it's an American family. It really hits home when boys said, I just saw him yesterday, that people, boys from our yeshiva know who these boys are. And of course, Yossi Cohen was from, Yosef was from our own Beit Shemesh, right here in Gimel. A few minute walk. We should really understand what that means when a B'nai Chabura is no longer with us. So what I want to share with you today is very typical not Rav Hartstein, but I was so inspired that I wanted to do something related. I was thinking about just the topic because there was a note that was sent on Erev Shabbos by Shira Ishran. Shira, of course, recovering from what... without the graces of the Rabbanu Shalom, really should have been something very, very serious. It is still serious, but Baruch Hashem, she's recovering, obviously with great emotional pain that her unborn child, then born child, was murdered, and unfortunately did not last. So she wrote a very, very inspirational and really hit me during Birchas Habanim and Habanos this Friday night, where she requested in the name of her son, Amiyad Yisrael, that the Rabbanu Shalom should, he should be a Melitz Yosher, and everyone should just do one thing. She says, when you greet your kids this Friday night, give them an extra kiss, give them an extra hug. Recognize the beauty that you have in your children, as much as sometimes, especially in my family, we complain about the long Hanukkah break when I had to, you know, do things with the kids every single day. It's a tremendous bracha for the Rabbanu Shalom. And that made me think of something that I was remiss, if you will, in doing all this very, very long time. And that is that I was given a sefer a while back, a good few months ago, called the Zera Shimshon. If anybody here maybe have heard of it. So the Zera Shimshon, I'm not sure why, but over the last few years became extremely popular. In my humble opinion, I never heard of it before. And I don't know why over the last few years, all of a sudden, I believe it's Art Scroll, if I'm not mistaken, took on a project to translate his works on Chumash. So the reason why he's so interesting is the Zeresh Shimshon is Rav Shimshon Chaim ben Rabbi Nachman Michael Nachmani. And he was a rabbi of four communities in Italy. Way back when, 1779, in a city in Italy and on other towns, Rigo, in Italy, and great praises for him when he passed away. He was the rabbi of the generation of the Or Chaim, of the Chida, who had amazing things to speak about his Kedusha and the Kabbalist nature of who he was. Unfortunately, Rav Shimshon Chaim only had one child, and unfortunately that child died young. So he had no zera, he had no way of continuing it. And he treated his Svarim, this Sefer specifically, as his own child, and because he had no continuity, he writes in the Hakdama of the Sefer, a very, very, from what the website that collects money to they have a Dvar Torah, you can go onto their Shai Zeresh Shimshon every week in English, and gives different ideas based on the Zeresh Shimshon. So there, they write that this is the only time in the history of Hakdamas to a thing, I'm not sure if this is true, where the person writes something as amazing as the following, and that is that he says that because he emphasized that after the Neshama will leave the world, people should learn his Svarim. And he writes, he made a promise, which generally you don't have, a promise, he writes. And the promise is that anyone who takes upon himself to learn my writings are promised children, praise, health, parnasa, wealth, and honor. So it became, everybody's looking for skulas, and this became a skula to read the Sefer. I know people have chavrusas just in this. So now I have the schus, after getting the Sefer for free, and promising I would look it over, I specifically thought about it for lessons from the lathe, and finally I'm able to give a lessons from the lathe. Really going to almost wholeheartedly go on this topic in itself. And it's a great shaila that we should be embarrassed that we never thought about before. Maybe it's just me. And that is as follows. We know that in this week's parsha, the brachas are going to be given. And Yaakov Avinu gives the very important brachas to his children. And at one point, Yaakov Avinu writes something very, very powerful, and that is that Yaakov says to Yosef, who now he has greeted in just yesterday's parsha, and he says that I'm going to treat. He says, "Don't worry, Yaakov. V'ata shnei vanecha hanodim lecha be'eretz Mitzrayim raboye lechem Mitzrayim liheim Ephraim Manasseh kiruvenu Shimon." They're going to be one of the Shvatim. Yosef's like, wow, this is pretty good. Your grandchildren are considered to be one of the Shvatim. There's actually, if you believe in gematrias that are one-off, the gematria of Reuven Shimon is Ephraim Menashe, except it's 732, something like that, but it's one-off. Okay, whatever. There is a vort to why it's one-off, because they're not exactly the same. Okay, v'chula. But then, what happens? So now, he knows these children quite well, and in fact, the Midrash tells us that they were mishaneh to him. Menashe was his servant. He helped him. He was getting very old. And both Ephraim and Manasseh, they knew the town. They knew everything that was going on. He was very helpful to them. And then all of a sudden, something surprising says. He says, Vayar Yisrael, right? And Yisrael says, we're talking about Yaakov, of course, Es Banai Yosef Vayomer Mi Ela. Who are these boys you brought to me? He tells them to bring them to Bracha, and he says, who'd you bring me? He's like, Dad, it's Ephraim Manasseh. So you could tie in a Pshuto, Chizkuni says, and others. Pshuto is, he was blind. He was very old, it says it in the Pasuk, and he didn't know who it was. Hard to believe, right? So then it says, Vayomer Yosef, El Aviv, Banayim, these are my kids. Asher Nason Li Elokim Bazeh, Vayomer Kachamna, Vani Avarchim. Oh, okay, they're your kids? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, very strange. And then, of course, maybe in backwards form, Ve'ina Yisrael Kavdu Mizikne. His eyes were heavy with age, and therefore he couldn't see. Maybe that answers the question. And of course, he gives this famous bracha, and of course, pointing out, how did he give the bracha? Who did he give to the bracha first? Yisimcha Elokim ke Ephraim chem Menashe. Menashe was the older one. So what did he do? He turned his hands, instead of moving them a different way, he was mesalak his hands to such a way where he blessed them, but he used his right hand, which is considered in halacha, in our tradition, to be the stronger hand. I don't take offense to this, I'm a lefty. That's considered to be the strongest hand. Yimina sechayil, And he, instead of moving them, he said, I have to bless one of the children first, Ephraim, even though he is the younger child. And that's what happens. Rashi now gives us an insight into what exactly happened over here. What is this crazy story, if you will? And he says, Vayira Yisrael b'nei Yosef. Bikesh levarchem. He wanted to give him a bracha, says Rashi. But niskalta shchina mimenu. Once again, we know this is going to happen again, right? Niskalta kesh ma Yisrael shem lakeinu baruch shem kibod. Yeah, you all know about that. He says the shchina left him. Uh-oh. Why did it leave him, says Rashi? Lefi she'osid yeravam v'achav latzeit mi'afrayim. Because from the tribe of Menashe, so of Ephraim, excuse me, would come the terrible Yervarum ben Nevat, the terrible Achav, and therefore he says, wait a minute, I can't give you a bracha, give you good tidings, when you're going to have a Zera, but you're going to have children that are going to be horrible kings of Israel. The Hayuban of Menashe, Menashe as well, are going to have the Yuban of Menashe, is going to Yeru, who is also one of the sons of Menashe, who will be a horrible king as well. And we know this, the Mephorshim tell us, I don't have to tell you, I'm sure you know already, who was Yeravam, right? Who was the founder and the first king of the breakaway kingdom of the Chen tribes. He was tremendously wicked, even though he started out being a good king, and started temples of Avodah Zarah. And we know as well, again, Achav as well, another of the wicked kings. You could look at Sefer Malachim to tell you about that. And this is very difficult. Again, Sefer Malachim as well tells you about who was Yehu being terrible as well. So now he comes and he says this to his, right? This is all going on between the lines, of course, not in the Pesukim. And what is the son going to say? Yosef knows about Achav. He knows about Yehu. What does he say? And that's why he said, V'yomer mi'ela. What's the yichus of these children? They're not zoicha to a bracha. You know what it must be? Maybe your wife. Maybe something's not right over there. So he says, Vayomer Yosef el banayim. They're my children. Banayim. And he says, Asher nasan li bazeh. Bazeh is connoting something. He's giving, he's doing something. So his answer to him is what? Ready? Hare li, Yosef showed Yaakov shtar usim. He showed him his ksuva, the shtar ksuva. He showed him the marriage documents, the engagement documents, and he said, I'm married to her. It's a real marriage. Ubikesh Yosef rachamim. And he says, have rachamim on me. These are real Jewish children. I married the right way. The whole famous question of, did they keep all of mitzvahs before, tayrig mitzvahs before? He says, I did the real thing. Kedusha, the whole thing was a chasana. Oh, Dad, you should have been there. Sorry, you know, you thought I was dead. Okay, you know, he's there. So the shaila is obvious. The question is that, how did this help him? He says, your sons are not going to be a Zer Shel Kayam. They're from Achav. They're from terrible people. You're Yeravam ben Nevat. And he says, oh, I got married. Oh, how does that answer? Zuck the Zer Shimshon says as follows. You're right. There's a question. And we got to answer this question. So he says like this. Listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai. V'yesh lomar. He quotes a sefer called the Parshas Derachim. Those that want to look at the Parshas Derachim or know what it is, it's in Deirish Dalet, Daf Yud Beis. She'ashem hefliach chasto al Yisrael. God provided us a tremendous chesed. Listen carefully to this chesed he provided us. Kishiroya esidim v'hara leheitiv meitiv aleihem mihem. Imahem bishvil ma asidim vahetiv. When God sees you, and He's judging you for whatever you've done, right? Let's say something not so great. So He looks at you and He says, "I should give him a toiva. I should give him rachmanis. Not only did he do something bad, now he's going to do bad things in 5 minutes from now, or worse. He does a great thing. He's on the 417 bus and comes on the bus." A halakhic sprinzel from a girl's seminary that is l'shem u'l'tiferet. And he comes on the bus. And she comes on the bus. And he says, excuse me. The halacha tells us we should cover my bas melech p'nim. Please sit in my space. I don't want to sit. You should sit. Maybe she's 90 years old, the sprinzel also. And he feels amazing about himself. Boom! Here it comes! Here it comes! Here comes the mitzvahs! Says the Parshas Derachim, no. Kodesh was like, this tzaddik? He's not a tzaddik. Yosef from upstairs might call you a tzaddik all the time, but we know who you really are. In 5 minutes from now, you're going to do an Aveira. Because you're going to be like, hey, how are you doing, Sprincy? He knows what you're going to do. I'm going to give you a mitzvah now. Just wait a few minutes. Or worse, I know who your zera is going to be. I know what you're going to produce. Says that is the chesed that Hashem does. Ve'enu nemana bishvil zeh ma'asin la'ra. I don't care what you're going to be, what's going to become from you. That doesn't matter. Ve'zeh amar. He goes, and that was the bracha of Bilam. Lo he bit avim b'Yaakov. This is our parsha. We never thought about this. This bracha is that you can't do bad in front of the eyes of God. Shel kolish bracha enu donas adam el lefi ma'isav shel ois hashah. The afa pisha asid ara, even though he might do bad, says an Eo, v'yere avon v'lo yitbonein. God's going to look at your avarice. He knows everything. He knows what you're about to do. But he says, but you did good now. Shkoyach. You did a mitzvah now. V'asher usham, right now you're doing good things. Forget about what's going to be later on. Forget how it certainly was before. Right now, v'asher usham, you're doing good. You get a bracha for that. I, but your kid's going to be, doesn't, shh, quiet. V'asher usham, now you're doing good. That's the bracha. Amazing. Then he says, "Be'asher usham, aval b'mitzvus mistalke b'mashi asidim la'asoyis u'meitiv lahem." It gets even better. He says, and he says, and now you do something that's wrong. The Rebbeinu Shalom is supposed to have rachmanus. You want her? Why should I have rachmanus on you? What's the first time you did the yavera? No, rishonu is we'll say on Tuesday in slichos. Treat our avera says we did it the first time. Latayav, we did it the first time. I made a mistake. No, it's not the first time. I know, but he's going to be a good guy. He's a good guy, really. He's a good guy. Avrahman Hashem, he's going to be good. Lo etzel umas oylim. That's not the way he treats other people. We talk about the differences. We've dilonim min atoyim. How are we different? Rabbanu Shalom looks at us and he says, "Batnahem. These are my children. I am their father. I have great rahman on them, no matter what." What a great thing. He says they didn't look at who they were in Mitzrayim. But say something in Mitzrayim, Hashem, you didn't look at the chet ha'egel that they're about to do. What a terrible thing. Destroy the nation. No, it says Azir Shimshon, he didn't. Asidim, they're going to be Mekabel Torah and say, Nasham and Ishma. I'm not going to destroy them. Oid Kasav Harav. This Parshas Derachim also says, according to the Medrash al Pasuk, as chiloso yotzu alea amar le Yaakov einu lo mechar kola mikirbecha ella ani sola. I'm looking at you today for what you are. So he says, now we can understand what happened over here, because many of the avos we know married a pilagesh. Maybe she was a pilagesh. So Yaakov brings out the Yashuv Mistapik Yotsu avos Mikla B'nei Noach. He says, maybe my children are B'nei Noach kids. And he says, no, here it is. Star Kiddushin, Star Rusin, think she was married Kedas of Gadin. And he says, this is a Zeresh al Kayama. Then what? I'm not a B'nei Noach. If these kids were B'nei Noach, right, because it goes obviously by the mother, so then what would happen? I would have to be dan them, b'nei Noach, and there's no rachmanis. God doesn't have the same rachmanis that he has in us. He doesn't look at Bashir Usham. He looks at the b'nei Noach and he says to him, I'm sorry, you think you did such a good thing? I know you're about to flirt with her in 2 seconds. And that's why he gave her the sheet. See, Bashir Usham says, no, he's a Jew. And that's why when he showed the shtar and he says, Bashir Usham. Now he says, that's what Rashi says. Shemashah Kodesh Baruch Hu Einu Ro B'ra Asidim La'asois Ela Dafka Batoiv. So Yosef says, Tati, it's not fair to look at Yerov. First of all, Yerov Ben Nevat is actually going to start out good by himself. It's not fair. So he says, it's not fair to bring all these different people. Because they can't be punished for it. They were good. Ephraim and Asher are good boys. Great boys. So he says, you can't judge them because we're Zera Yisrael. Oh, Yosef says, oh. Yaakov says, oh, Zera Yisrael. He says, V'davka be Yisrael. Avlo b'mei she'eno Yisrael. Hayno b'nei Noach. V'yadu she'arbu mitchila hayachachem v'tzadik. He goes, yes, and we even know that mitchila Yeruvim was a chachem v'tzadik, as the Gemara tells in Sanhedrin Zafkov Beis. So he says, And that's why they have to be blessed. What a tremendous bracha. And I want to bring a raya. Chas v'shalom, who am I to bring a raya? I bring a raya for the Zera Shimshon. Because you know what happens later? He does this. So, I don't want to throw out the questions. Lessons from the lab. We don't ask questions. But we all talk about this great thing that he did. Right? That he decides that he's going to the Yaseit, and he does. Just read you the Pasuk. V'yikach Yosef v'shneihem, Ephraim b'yamino. Et shneihem, it's Ephraim b'yamino, u'mismol Yisrael v'et Menashe b'smolo. Miyomin Yisrael v'yigash alav. V'yishlach Yisrael z'mino v'yishen, no, Rosh Ephraim, v'hut Zahir. V'smolo v'rosh Menashe v'sikel es yodob. He switched it, he said, that's better. Says the Chizkuni, you know what the word sikel means? To cross the hands? He says, also, you know, beha seichel. Should read it seichel. Ubechachma. He was smart. Shemin hadin hayolo lahafuch habanin. He should have said, no, boys. Sorry, you're not getting the bracha first. You go that way. And he'd be so embarrassed because he didn't want to embarrass them. He had seichel what he did. He said, this is going to be a lot less embarrassing. I'm going to put them in the order that they should get the brachas, and then I'll move my hands like this. He had seichel what he did. Why did he do this? He says. So it's brought down that the reason is because Yoshua ben Nun comes from Ephraim. And he knew Yoshua ben Nun, who's going to be the leader, say he had to be first. So it's a riot to what we said before. Hashem, what does Hashem do? Hashem says, Vasheru Sham, but also Lasidim. So God looks at you, right, even in a further way. This is not what the Zerah Shimshon says, but maybe we could take it one step further. Not only does Hashem say, you know what, you're not such a great person, but I know that your grandson, whoa, who's he going to be? He's going to be a great Rav. He's going to be a great Talmud Chacham. He's going to be a great Baal Chesed. Even the Vasheru Sham, I'm not going to judge you on. I'm going to judge you on Lasidim, on what you're, it's amazing. What a great bracha. It's amazing. That's amazing. So what does this teach us? What lesson do we take? When we had such a difficult week in Klal Yisrael, and it's not my place. Lessons from the Lave is not Musar from the Lave. But we spoke about last week how many of us thought about I apologize. I don't know. I'm so. I guess when you read from the thing, I'm over the minutes. You'll have to ask Mechila from the Rebbe. I should ask Mechila. But when you go through such a difficult week, Rabbeisai, you have to think to yourself and say to yourself, I care. This bothers me. I can't. My life isn't the same. I don't just go to the supermarket with a happy face. It's not the same, Rabbeisai. And those that are in Chutz La'aretz, it shouldn't be that your week was the same. How many shuls stopped before Kabbalah Shabbos and said Tehillim? It's a regular week in Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't a regular week, Rabbi Isai. Somebody from Ramat Beit Shemesh, not just from Beit Shemesh, from 5 minutes away from you, died, was murdered. Basheru Sham, you have to say to yourself, how can I right now change? What can I do in a few days from now? On Tuesday, is the Sarah B'Tavis. We commemorate the Haskalah, the beginning of what was the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The Svarim HaKadoshim write, that is the day the Rabbeinu Shalom decides whether or not he's going to send Mashiach in this year. At least on this day, when we say the words, Etzevach David Abdecha Meheira Satzmiach, we believe that he can come any moment. There is a possibility. I really believe that. At least for one day on Asar B'Tavis, actually say at Semach David with that fervor. And as they say in the Yeshua, I long for the Yeshua to come. At the graveside on Friday, if you saw the video of the great Tzaddik, Yossi Cohen, his pluga was around in a circle around his grave, singing the Afilu B'Hastaros we quoted already. Rabbeinu Shalom is still there, even in the difficult times, and Ani Mamin. Even though this horrible thing happened on Imamim Be'emura Shalema, the Afal Pishamet, that is what Asarah B'Tavis is about. The Hatchala of what, I still believe Mashiach can come this year. Ba'asher Usham, what are you doing now? Forget about what's going to be next week. Yeah, but Rav Hartzin, we're just going to forget about him next week. Okay. Ba'asher Usham, what did you do? Was your tefillah better? Did you do anything? Did you yourself forget about everybody else? Stop talking about the Achdus and we have to. Where's the UN? Where's the EU? Where's the government? Where's stop. What about you, Ba'asher Usham? Who are you? What are you doing? That's what you have to think to yourself. And Emirz Hashem, with that, we should be zoicha to Besaris Taurus and Be'emes. Be'emet, we should believe that this is the year that Asar B'Tavis, the Rabbanu Shalom, Danos, the Rachamim of Mashiach Zidkenu, that this will be the year of Mashiach Zidkenu, the Meher of Yamenu, Amen v'Yamen.